This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We find the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in another narration. He's hugging his grandson Hassan ibn Ali radiallahu anhu, and a Bedouin looks on and says, "O Messenger of Allah, I have 10 children and I haven't even looked at them like how you look at your grandchild, let alone hug them." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives direct advice with regards to tarbiyah and raising our children when he says that the one who doesn't show mercy will not be shown mercy upon, or mercy will not be given to the one who is not merciful to others, right? مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ لَا يُرْحَمْ. The one who is not merciful will not be shown mercy. And in today's century that we are in, we have this topic of emotional intelligence and emotional development and so on and so forth. Very early on, we see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching the ummah the importance of developing the emotional side of your child, right? Developing the emotional side of your child with regards to your parental operation, your parental endeavor, right? And maybe we should add this now, that when it comes to tarbiyatul awlad and development of our children and prophetic parenting and being parents of our children, it entails developing three aspects of the child. The emotional aspect, the physical aspect, and the intellectual aspect. There's three elements that you have to develop simultaneously. And we get this from the Quran and the Sunnah, not from modern day self-help books, brothers and sisters in Islam. Many people are in shock and awe of all the authors of today and Western authors writing on this topic and that topic. But if you look into the Quran and the Sunnah, you find that everything they're articulating has already been presented more than 1400 years ago by our master and leader and teacher, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I guarantee you, you bring me anything in terms of emotional intelligence or intellectual development and so on and so forth, and I will bring you better than its equivalent from the Quran and from the Sunnah. All it required from us was to ponder. That's all. And we have these lessons present for us in rich quantities, alhamdulillah.